Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome you that are tuning in online through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. If you're with us on the radio, you know our first guest today was Carol Klein. We want to thank her for stopping by to talk about her book, Streetwise Spirituality. It's now time for us to get into the music side of our program. Recording artist Thurston Daniel O'Neill is joining us live to talk to us not only about his ministry of music, but the debut new music here on our program. Thurston, welcome to Conversations Live.
How are you, Cyrus? I'm wonderful today. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, thank you so much for being on with us, man. Doing well myself. You know, we're going to be listening to new music here from you here in a moment, Shout for Glory. But before we get into that, I'm always curious about, you know, not only the gift but the responsibility that the artist feels towards it. When did you first realize this gift, that this was something that had been given to you for a reason?
Well, I realized the gift of song and songwriting at a fairly young age. You know, I was raised in the church. Church of God in Christ for many, many years. And, you know, I started singing at a very young age. When I realized that I could sing, I always tell the story that I fell asleep one night with a Luther Vandross CD playing on a Walkman. And, you know, before I knew it, I was singing every song, doing all his riffs and everything, and I was on key. And I think that's the time that I realized that I had a gift of song.
Wow.
The gift of ministry actually came many years later. As I said, I was a singer for a long time, and I sang with several groups. But it wasn't until I came to Christian Cultural Center under my pastor, Dr. A.R. Bernard, and he gave me the opportunity and the tools that I needed to develop into a worshiper, a worship leader,
yeah,
not just a singer. And I realized that there was ministry involved, and there's a tremendous responsibility that comes along with it. So I developed over the years. I've been at Christian Cultural Center for the past 16 years. I've been one of the praise and worship leaders there for the past 13 years. And I've developed over the years into the worshiper that I am today.
Yeah, and when you look at where you have been able to grow into, and I like the way you said that, you know, your life now is an example of the individual, Thurston, of what is possible for all of us. That in itself is a responsibility. So when you think about your life, not only as a man, but also as a man of faith, you know, what does that feel like to know that people are not only enjoying the gift, but they are getting taught a lesson through your very life?
Oh, it's a tremendous joy and a privilege, actually, to be a man of faith and be able to live a life that people can look at and say, you know, I never want to present myself as holier than thou or even close to perfect, because I make mistakes just like everyone else. And I think that's a part of my ministry, is that I can connect with everyone. I try to connect with everyone and let them know I am just like you. I'm only here because of the grace of God, because of his tremendous blessings in my life and his grace and his favor and his mercy that has allowed me to live this life. And I take it as a tremendous responsibility to live it out in front of people, even in my relationship with my wife or my four daughters. I want people to see that, you know, I am a man of God, and although I make mistakes, I know that I'm saved by grace. And that's really how even this song, Shout for Glory, came about.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead. I think that's a great segue. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the pleasure of speaking with recording artist Thurston Daniel O'Neill. We've been talking about this ministry of music that he has, and also when he realized the gift, and he was giving us a great example of how sometimes, you know, we might find these things out about ourselves in ways that we may not even imagine. And now the world is able to know of his gift and of his gift of music, especially. Talk to us about Shout for Glory and what you hope listeners take away from it, Thurston.
Well, Shout for Glory is an anthem. It's an anthem for those of us who have, you know, come to embrace an attitude of an overcomer. It's taken from Psalms 34, which says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. It's just no matter what you're going through, no matter what situation you're facing, knowing that you're a child of God and he has only good intentions for you, he's going to use every circumstance in your life to bring you through to a better life. And that is what Shout for Glory is all about.
Well, since we have you here, Thurston, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce the single for us?
Well, ladies and gentlemen that are listening online and on the radio, this is my new single, Shout for Glory, by Thurston Daniel O'Neill.
This song is for all you overcomers. Listen. We shout for glory. We shout for praise. We shout for victory. And rejoice in the Lord, for this is the day he made.
Shout for glory.
Come on, shout for praise.
Shout for praise.
Shout for victory.
Shout for victory. And rejoice in the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that was Thurston Daniel O'Neill with his new single, Shout for Glory. We're actually speaking with Thurston here on Conversations Live this afternoon. I want to remind you that at 45 minutes past the hour, we have recording artist Simon Richards will be making his first appearance on the show. We'll be talking about his brand new single from his upcoming project, Kaleidoscope World. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. But Thurston, you know, when people listen to that song, and especially, you know, today I was speaking actually with my first guest early in the hour about this, there are so many people that are beaten down in life by, you know, the things in their own life. Some of that is self-inflicted, but a lot of them are just going through things. What do you hope they're able to take away from that song that they can then apply in their own lives?
You know, I really think this faith walk that we go through, this journey that we go through, has so much to do with your mindset, setting your mind on those good things that God has promised us in His Word. If we truly believe His Word, if we know His Word to be true, then we can stand on it, stand on that firm foundation, and understand that because His Word says that we're overcomers, we're overcomers. Because His Word says that He's going to bring us out, He is going to bring us out. And I want them to just embrace that truth that God is on our side and He is going to deliver us no matter what we're going through because His Word says it.
All right. Well, there you have it. Thurston, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you as well as how they can get their own single.
Excellent. I can be found through my website. My website has links to Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, all of the social media sites. My website is www.thurstondaniel.com. And if you go there, you'll find links to everything, even the book that I had published, Fall in Love, Stay in Love, the single Shout for Glory. You can get that through CD Baby, through iTunes. All of the links are there. And I just welcome everybody to come and leave a comment and let me know how you like the single.
Okay, I'll definitely do the same thing, Thurston. Thurston, again, I appreciate you coming on. I have one last question for you, though. I think, you know, we began this conversation by talking about the realization of the gift, when you realize the gift. What would you say to individuals who know that their lives are more than what they're doing today, that they have a gift that maybe they have not really accepted or fully walked in? What would you say to them to inspire them to do that?
I would tell them just to continue to walk in faith and understand that when God calls you, it doesn't mean that you are going to see the evidence of that calling the next day, the next week, even the next year. It is just a matter of time. God gives you a glimpse into your future. He tells you, just like He told David, when David found out he was going to be king, it didn't happen overnight. He went through tests and trials before he actually became king. It's just a matter of time and God developing you. And God, if you do it and wait for God's timing, nothing can stop what God has for you.
I think that's a great statement. Nothing can stop it. If it's meant for you, nothing can stop it. Again,
right.
Thurston Daniel O'Neill is our guest. As he mentioned, you can go to his website at www.thurstondaniel.com, and there you can find links to where he is all over the place on Facebook and Twitter and how to get his music. Thurston, again, man, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Cyrus, thank you very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope to speak with you again very soon.
All right, man, we'll make it happen. Thank you so much for that. Going to take a very quick break here. When we come back, as I mentioned, recording artist Simon Richards will be here to talk to us not only about his new single from his upcoming project, Kaleidoscope Worlds. You listen to us here at 92.3 FM on the radio and online through blogtalkradio.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 45 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live, where we give you the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome those joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or even our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. If you're looking for a song that helps you to embrace your individuality, you're going to really love the new single by Simon Richards. It's from his upcoming project, Kaleidoscope World. He's here to talk to us not only about his musical journey, but also introduce the single to us. Simon, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, how are you?
Doing really well. Thank you so much for being on with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. We're going to be listening to the new single, Have You Introduced, Bebopping to My Life, here in a moment. But what I think is so great about your story, Simon, is that you have really been able to come into your own, creating the music that you love and that other people have come to appreciate. What has it been like for you to do something that you're so passionate about and to have people respond to it so positively?
I think it's, for me, it's just amazing. I just feel like I'm like going through a dream, basically. I started my life off as a doctor and discovered music in the latest part of my life. So
yeah.
Being able to have learned the trade as a musician and then, you know, having these songs take shape and seeing the reaction of the people is a very fulfilling event in my life, without doubt.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you said that. My first guest for the hour today, Simon, was an author, Carol Klein, and she wrote a book where she talked about, you know, going through various phases in her life and realizing where her true passion was. When you came to music, was it just like a light bulb went off and said, you know what, this just feels right, this is where I'm supposed to be?
Yes, it was. It was just like an awakening, basically. It just felt I was in the right place, where I sort of felt my skin was comfortable. It's very difficult to explain. It's like, you know, moving into a different dimension and feeling that you're completely free to do what you want.
Right. Yeah. And when it comes to feeling, when I heard this single that we're going to be listening to, I thought about, you know what, it's all about knowing who you are and being able to be comfortable with that and walking in it. Is that how you really try to live your life today, Simon? Making sure that you're doing all you can to be the best of yourself?
Yes. I always have a saying, which probably many, many people do. It's I wear my soul on my sleeve, and I try to be as honest to myself and to those around me every day and try and learn every day as much as I can. Because it's a journey. It's a beautiful journey.
Yeah. And along that way, as you've been able to do that and to be able to find this passion in this sweet spot, you have garnered fans. And, I mean, it's really fascinating to watch the way people respond to your music. Have you gotten used to that aspect of it yet, where people are, you know, it's very obvious, they are relating to the message that you're conveying?
I think it's, for me, still, it's something very new and strange, but it's very gratifying. But I'm also just a very down-to-earth guy, so
yeah.
I just hope it helps them understand what maybe each one of us should really try and do and follow our dreams.
Wow, yeah. I think that is the great lesson for all of us, Simon. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking with recording artist Simon Richards. He was talking to us, for one, about the love of music and the passion for music and now how he's able to share that. Now, I mentioned that the single that we're going to be having you introduce here is off your project, Kaleidoscope Worlds. When people are able to hear the music, I know it's coming out later on this year, the album is, what do you hope they take away from it that they can learn not only about you as an artist, but also about themselves as well?
I think the album in itself is a way of trying to offer people to come into a multi-dimensional world where they can discover, or we can discover together, different things and learn and transmit. It's just, you know, I think it allows you to go on a wonderful journey when you just sit down and relax and listen to it, and
right.
maybe be able to understand or discover new things about yourself. I think it's a sort of learning and at the same time teaching process that each of us try to do in life as we move forward.
Exactly. So the single Bebopping to My Life, when you're singing that song, What is it that you feel that tells you, you know what, being yourself is really the only way to be?
I just think it's you know, it's very strange. It's, you know, bebopping to my life, bebopping to what I do. You know, it's just something very visceral that comes from inside, and you just sort of, it's more than me saying something to anybody, but just me saying that, you know, and it comes through afterwards. It's just, you know, I'm just trying to say to myself at the same time, be myself.
Because it really is a daily reminder, I think. I mean, the world, they're so full of stuff telling us who we should be and how we should be. I think sometimes we just have to remind ourselves that, you know what, we're at our best when we are ourselves.
Yes, I agree. It's this enormous grinding machine that we're sort of part of, but that we need to be sometimes be part of, but just don't forget that you are an individual, that you are someone who is independent and has, you know, a way of thinking on their own without being or trying not to have yourself influenced so much by all that's surrounding you, and never forgetting the inner part of you and trying to move away from that sort of tremendous material world that surrounds us.
Exactly. Well, Simon, since we have you here with us, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce the single for us?
Okay, well, this is from my upcoming album, Kaleidoscope Worlds, Bebopping to My Life, and I hope you thoroughly enjoy it.
Bebop, bebopping to my life, bebopping to the way I live. Ooh, baby, do you love me? Ooh, baby, do you need me? Thank you.
Simon Richards with Bebopping to My Life here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM on our radio lines, and also online through blogtalkradio.com. We actually are speaking to the man himself. Simon is joining us live. His first appearance here on the program, Kaleidoscope World is the name of the upcoming album. But, Simon, let our listeners know how they can actually purchase the single now.
Okay, well, basically through the website, which is www.simonrichardsmusic.com, and then you have the links that allow you to go onto iTunes, and there you'll be able to purchase the song and the album, which will be coming out in September.
Okay. Well, again, that's www.simonrichardsmusic.com is where you can go. And Simon is very active on Facebook and Twitter. You can find him there as well, keeping up with his fans. And Simon, you know, as far as the message, you know, and we kind of alluded to this, but I'll have you let this be the final question. As far as individuals, you know, looking for that okay, looking for that acknowledgement that, you know what, they are okay the way they are, how do you hope that song helps to inspire them in that regard?
Well, I think it's a message that hopefully will allow them to follow their dreams. You know, it's just basically doing or being sure that what you do is what you really want to do in
right.
life, and never forfeiting just for the sake of it. Being true to yourself. That's what I really wish that the song can portray to each of us as individuals.
All right. Well, I think it does just that, Simon. Again, Simon Richards, everyone. The single, of course, is Bebopping to My Life. As he mentioned, you can go to his website at www.simonrichardsmusic.com, where you can find the links to be able to purchase the single. The album is coming out in September. Kaleidoscope World is the title of it. Simon, I hope you'll come back when the album's released. We'd love to check in with you and give our listeners another sneak peek of what they can expect.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me, and it was wonderful. Thank you very much indeed.
Hey, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And for all of you, thank you for joining us for another edition of Conversations Live. Now, if you missed any of the great guests that we had on this hour, either the author Carol Klein or recording artist Thurston Daniel O'Neill or Simon Richards, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. You can do so by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. If you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those pages. All you have to do is click on that link where you actually will see Simon and also Thurston being highlighted there. That link is a permanent link, so no matter when you go back to listen, you'll be able to catch the entire show completely for free from those links. That's going to do it for us until next time. I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.